Good morning, beloved, and thank you again for welcoming me into your homes. And today, this is what's going to be our Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be in John chapter 6, verses 1 through 24. And again, God's guiding word for us this week has been love. So Jesus crosses Lake Galilee, and a large crowd follows him. A young boy offers his food of 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, and Jesus is able to provide enough food for all the people. In the evening, the disciples go back across the lake toward Capernaum, and Jesus approaches their boat walking on the water. So let's go ahead and begin John chapter 6, verses 1 through 24. After this, Jesus went across Lake Galilee, or Lake Tiberias, as it is also called. A large crowd followed him, because they had seen his miracles of healing the sick. Jesus went up a hill and sat down with his disciples. The time for Passover festival was near. Jesus looked around and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, so he asked Philip, "Where can we buy enough food to feed all these people?" And he said this to test Philip. Actually, he already knew what he would do. Now, Philip answered, "For everyone to have even a little, it would take more than 200 silver coins to buy enough bread." Another one of his disciples, Andrew, who was Simon Peter's brother, said, "Well, there's a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish, but they'll certainly not be enough for all these people." "Well, make them sit down," Jesus told them, and there was a lot of grass there. So all the people sat down, and there were about 5,000 men. And Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and distributed it to the people who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish, and they all had as much as they wanted. When they were all full, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces left over, and let not a little bit go to waste." And so they gathered them all and filled 12 baskets with the pieces left over from the 5 barley loaves which the people had eaten. Seeing this miracle that Jesus had performed, the people there said, "Surely, this is the prophet who was to come into the world." Jesus knew that they were about to come and seize him in order to make him king by force. So he went off again into the hills by himself. When evening came, Jesus' disciples went down by the lake, got into a boat, and went back across the lake toward Capernaum. Night came on, and Jesus still had not come to them. By then, a strong wind was blowing and stirring up the water. The disciples had rowed about 3 or 4 miles when they saw Jesus walking on the water, coming near the boat, and they were terrified. "Don't be afraid," Jesus told them. "It is I." Then they willingly took him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land at the place they were heading for. The next day, the crowd, which had stayed on the other side of the lake, realized that there had only been one boat there, and they knew that Jesus had not got in it with his disciples, but that they left without him. Other boats, which were from Tiberias, came to shore near the place where the crowd had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the crowd saw Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they got into those boats and went to Capernaum looking for him. And today's key verse is John chapter 6, verse 11. Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, and distributed it to the people who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish, and they all had as much as they wanted. You know, in today's passage includes 2 miracles or signs performed by Jesus. Now, can you imagine what it would be like to be in a crowd of 5,000 people, 5,000 men, it says, and everybody's hungry. Some of them have traveled a long way because they were pilgrims coming to Jerusalem for the Passover, and so these people were hungry. And then let's just assume that you were one of these, and you sat down, and you know, there's nobody going around with a truck full of, you know, food, bread, and fish and whatever. There's just 12 guys that have only a barley loaf in their hands, and they keep passing out bread from this barley loaf, and the barley loaf never runs out. and there's enough for everybody to not just have a little, but to eat their fill. Can you imagine how that would have changed your life? What a wonderful miracle it must have been to experience. Well, maybe you can recall a time in your life when Jesus had done something just as miraculous. And isn't it wonderful that we serve a miracle-working Savior? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I seek you every day. Feed and nourish me with your life-giving word. I know the blessed assurance you give when you are there beside me. Surround me with your love. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Well, join me tomorrow as we will be reading John chapter 6, verses 25 through 59, where Jesus says that he is the bread of life. And that, this is going to get exciting. So until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.